3. A Rush of Men Like a Stormy Wind. Most of Richard Burton's many biographers have seen John Hanning speak as a being inferior to their own complex and multi-talented subject in virtually every respect. But Burton himself did not make the same mistake. Almost 20 years after the two men had first met, by which time Burton would have long since come to detest the man and his memory, he could still vividly recall the favorable impression which Speak had made upon him. "A man of lithe, spare form, about 6 feet tall, blue eyes, tawny maned, the old Scandinavian type, full of energy and life, with a highly nervous temperament, a token of endurance, and long, wiry, but not muscular limbs that could cover the ground at a swinging pace." Jack Speak's willowy figure, his fair-skinned, fresh-faced good looks, and his assured but reserved manner contrasted strikingly with Burton's swarthy, almost oriental appearance and his dark-eyed, melodramatic presence. As tall as Speak and broader-shouldered, Burton, with his high cheekbones, black hair, and luxuriant mustache, looked exotic and foreign, rather gypsy-like, although he sprang from the English upper middle class, as did the new arrival. Burton's face often bore an expression of ferocious cynicism, which one of his recent biographers has attributed to resentment of his superiors in India for failing to appreciate his merits. His heavy brows and darkly brooding expressions sometimes led acquaintances and even friends to call his appearance satanic. But it was the sociable Richard Burton, and not his fiercely combative doppelganger, who greeted Speak under the dark cliffs of Aden's extinct volcano. Jack Speak had just been to see Brigadier Outram, who, as political resident of this recently snatched British outpost, ruled it with paternal zeal, and had conscientiously refused the young officer permission to cross the Gulf of Aden to hunt game in Somaliland and Ethiopia, because "the Somalis were the most savage of all African savages, and would very likely kill him." But if Lieutenant Speak could persuade Lieutenant Burton to take him with him on his expedition, then Outram would be delighted to change his mind, and even ask the East India Company to allow him to serve on full pay. Later, Burton would claim that in 18...